This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right point, Slavin with a chance, they score! They score! In overtime, Jacob Slavin lets it go from the point, and Carolina has taken game number one here in Washington.
Consume that moment, big fella.
Hurricanes Radio with the call, and we are getting set for game one tonight. Yesterday at this time, the play-by-play voice of the Winnipeg Jets, and this morning, our go-to, who we didn't even cancel after a big Cowboys trade. Brent Severn, are you shocked over that?
Fellas, I was shocked. I thought I was gonna get put in the penalty box there for a while.
Where were you Saturday night, and what did you do as Miko was putting on an all-time performance?
Oh, there was a Stars game Saturday night? I was there watching like everybody else, and I'm going to be quite honest. I'm going to come clean to you fellows.
You were in the bathroom.
When the Avs got that. No, I was not in the bathroom. No, I was not. I eat healthy. I'm like you two. Now listen. No, I was after the Avs got that goal, that late goal, or the goal of the first third period, I thought, well, that's it for our Stars. I was talking, and there were some Colorado guys, some producers from their pregame show. And I was like, well, looks like you fellas are going on. I thought there was no way that the Stars were going to be able to come back. The way the game was being played out, the amount of time that the Stars were creating offensive opportunities, and thank goodness they proved me wrong. So it was awesome to see that whole thing transpire, how they really dug in. Because as we've talked about before with you guys, the last 15 games for the Stars, third periods were not their forte. They really struggled closing out games. I was really worried about them being able to do that in playoffs. Somewhere along the way, they found a way to dig in. Ottinger was outstanding. The defense for the Stars really started to take care of their own end. They started moving the pucks out. And from there, you know, Mikko Rantanen and the rest of the offense takes over and gets things done. So well, that looks good for the Stars. The only thing that's worrisome is Winnipeg did it even more in exciting fashion the next night when they took it to 1.6 seconds remaining in their game to tie it up. And they have definitely built some, not momentum, but some confidence from getting past the first round, which they haven't done in two seasons now, getting past that first round. So both the Stars and this Jets team are coming into this series feeling pretty good about themselves.
Sevy, if you look around, you know, the sport, obviously you just mentioned the two-goal comebacks, and then, you know, last night Vegas had a 2-0 lead early on, and then four straight for Edmonton. But when you played, you get a 2-goal lead, neutral zone trap time, and the game's over. Yeah. Is it just that's hockey now where, like, nothing is safe anymore?
Yeah, and also, you know, with the obstruction, when you take out obstruction, they did it several years back, where you're not allowed to hook and hold up when players are coming into your own zone, and they really call that heavily these days. Yeah, it frees up the ability, and with the skill level that every player now has, whether it's the first line or the fourth line, everybody can skate, everybody can move. And when that momentum comes, and, you know, both teams were at home, both teams had their crowd into it, they start to push, and it's the inability of these other teams to be able to hook and hold and slow down, or maybe get in a fight or try to kind of slow down the pace of play. That's why you're seeing these teams come back, and that's great hockey, right? That's fun hockey, and it's been outstanding to watch. And the Winnipeg series was great. The finish was outstanding, and even maybe is a little bit better than what we saw with the Stars if you're looking over an entertainment value. So this is going to be a fun series, boys. This will be a great, hard-fought, big body series, and I like that.
Let's go. Brent Severin joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. I know Hellebuck's best goalie on the planet. In the playoffs, though, that might be a little bit different. Is he the best goalie in this series, considering the moment we're in?
Yeah, when you look at it, and obviously his play, and for people who don't know, he's going to be up for the Best Player of the Year award in the National Hockey League, right? Obviously, not up to his standards in the series. Quite a few goals, fluffy goals, as we call it, goals that sneak through. Very susceptible, and we'll watch that during the series, up to the glove hand. A lot of goals scored in that area. But the win, hopefully, from their perspective, kind of brings him around, because he is the best goalie when you look at it. I love Vasilevsky in Tampa Bay. I love what Hellebuck does. And again, it all comes down to him playing much better in the series. So right now, when you look at it, when you're just looking at what transpired in the first round, the Stars, Jake Oettinger, definitely have the advantage in that area, because it's been a real challenge for Hellebuck, not only this year, but previous years, where he's had these outstanding regular season play. And then he steps into playoff and it goes to heck in a handbasket. And Winnipeg just hasn't been able to get past that first round because of it. And you look at it, goaltenders that I played with, Ed Belfour, you know, Stanley Cup winner, strong, confident. When the chips are down, he's there. Patrick Waugh, we know what he's done in playoffs. Just the most confident guy. You can look to him to make that big save when you need to. Those are the kind of goaltenders that you need to get yourself further. And if he plays Hellebuck like he did in the first round, the Stars are going to pick him apart, and that's going to be good news for the Dallas team.
You mentioned good news for the Dallas team, Sevy. Winnipeg was a team that Dallas really struggled with for a lot of this year. Mm-hmm. What gives you the greatest confidence that this series will be different from what they saw in the regular season with them?
Yeah, and one of the things when you look at this Winnipeg Jets team, and if you watched last series, the biggest thing for them playing against the St. Louis, like their coaching staff, the players in the organization, they all talked about how heavy this scenario was for both teams. The head coach, Scott O'Neill, talked about it's the heaviest game that he's ever seen. There was 623 hits by both teams in that series. When you look at the Stars in their very first round with the Avalanche, they only had 492. So it's 131 less hits. So the Stars have to be ready for that. And where I think the Stars are going to have an advantage is they're a lot faster with puck movement and getting pucks up the ice, transition, if you will, than the St. Louis Blues. And sometimes when you have a team like the Jets who are going to try to be aggressive, are going to try to hit, if you move the puck properly out of your own zone and you move it quickly, you can trap guys. Easier said than done. So what the Jets are going to try to do is just pound the living heck out of the Stars' defense. And you go back to the first round, I thought the Stars' defense, without Miro Heiskanen, did an outstanding job of protecting their own zone. They made some changes with their forwards defensively to protect the center of the ice better, and that really worked out. But you got to give your, you know, tip your hat to the Stars' defensemen for reading that situation and moving the puck up better, because they're going to be under duress from a very heavy Winnipeg Jets forward grouping that's going to come at them hard.
Sevy, if you were to look at if you were to rank the players in this series, I assume Mikko is like the top guy, but how many Stars would you have before you get to the first Winnipeg player, or is that not the case?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, and Duchesne talked about this a couple days ago, I think the good news is for Dallas is there is a lot more to give. And I think when you look at the Winnipeg Jets in their first series, they did a real good job. Everybody kind of played and elevated their game. Stars have much more to give. You know, Duchesne talked about, yeah, he didn't score a lot of goals, but he created something. He wants to give more. Marchman could give a little bit more as well. And hopefully, with Jason Robertson coming back into the lineup, we think tonight, that's going to give an offensive boost to the team. So when you compare it, yeah, you can't compare one series to the other. The Stars have some room to elevate their offensive threats and have a little bit more in creating offense. Whereas I think you look at the Jets, they gave all they could. And that may be an advantage for the Stars because it sounds like when you listen deep into what the players said, how taxing for Winnipeg that first round it was. Even though the Stars went to seven and Jets went to seven, I think physically the Jets are a little more tired, and I think that may add up for good news for the Stars.
Are there any scenarios that you experience or can think of where you could actually prefer to go on the road to start off a series like this for the first, like, punch in the mouth we saw with Indiana and Cleveland last night in the NBA? Or no, 100 out of 100 times you'd rather just start at home?
Well, sorry, I didn't watch the basketball game, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'll assume. I'm just kidding. It's just that you're going to be more dialed in. I think the advantage goes to the home team because of the noise. And if, as we talked about, there's a scenario where Winnipeg starts to come back on the Stars, you can utilize that. But I think overall, just going and playing on the road gets everybody together. It's a little easier to focus with no family there. But I would prefer that the Stars start at home.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to win on the road if you're going to win this series. So why not start here? Why not start game one, which hasn't been good for the Stars? You know what I mean? They have to play a little bit better in this first game. But I think they're going to have the game plan they need. They understand the task at hand. And I think defensively they're going to be stronger. And Ottinger seems to be getting better as this playoffs continues to move along.
Is Hellebuck and Winnipeg that much better at home than on the road?
Yeah, they seem to be. Yeah, well, when you look at it, the series between the Blues and the Avalanche, it was all won at home, both games, right? All four games were won at home by the Jets. So they are good. And if you look at it, well, they have 30 wins, one of the top teams in the National Hockey League at home. This is a daunting task for the Dallas Stars, but this is playoffs, and this is what you asked for, and this is what we're going to go for. You know, both teams have to really dig deep to get out of the first round. And both teams are going to have to dig deep to get out of the second round.
You know,
that's why it's exciting, folks. That's why this is exciting.
Sevi, we talk about the big-time performance from Mikko in those final three games. And, you know, RJ was asking earlier about the Hellebuck factor and how he's performed in the postseason. How much of a genuine factor do you think the postseason, NHL postseason, is in terms of just a separating factor between, like, the men from the boys and guys leveling up their plays or crumbling?
Yeah, it is the biggest thing. And one of the things... Fortunately, I was here with the Stars when they won in 98-99, and that's what you notice. I've talked to you guys about this before, is the composure of your team when it gets heated, when it gets crazy. And that's the biggest thing for the boys in 98-99. No matter what was going on, they just kind of concentrated on the next shift. And, you know, we could have been down, we could have been up. They didn't care. They wanted to maintain their strong game, which they'd worked on all year. So yeah, you have to put your big boy panties on. You have to be ready. Put your sweatbands on, and get your knuckles chalked up and get ready to get dirty because it's going to take place. I think they say it's about 85% of the game now takes place along the boards. So that means you're battling, you're working hard, you're trying to take pucks to the middle of the ice and fight your way in from along the boards to the center ice. And whoever can do that, and whoever can be consistent with that, is going to win the series. And yeah, you got to have a little bit of manpower to do that.
The great Brent Severin, Stars analyst, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan with Game 1 tonight. Were you starting to worry about Mikko before the breakout at the end of the series? And have you been able to think about where that performance kind of ranks in Stars history or how you just put it into words, what he did in Game 7?
Yeah, first of all, I was not worried what he was doing because he was creating so many opportunities. I know they weren't finishing, they weren't creating, getting the goals in the net. But every time he got the puck, his little saucer passes from the left of the goal there. He's creating so much. He's got that big body where he can defend, keep guys away. They call it a hip wall, where you make sure the defender can't get to the puck. So good at that. And it was coming. You could just feel it coming. But as far as the three goals in that period or 4 points, that's unbelievable. Like I said, I had written off the Stars with that minute, 2 minutes into the third period. I was like, oh, this is not good. And then it changed because of what he did. But it was not just him. It's what Ottinger was doing. It was what the penalty kill did, how the defensemen were playing, and they were just doing more. So I felt good. As soon as that goal went in and the crowd started to get into it, that's when my mind changed. I was like, oh, they're starting to pick it up here with 10 minutes remaining in the game. They have an opportunity.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, I've already had Stars at four. I already got Stars at four here against Winnipeg.
What?
Yeah, Stars at four. Started to scout the games.
You've been doing too much Cowboy talk lately.
But I know, right? Who do you like better in the other series as a matchup for the Stars if they were to make it on?
Vegas scares me, man. Just their defense is so strong. Like, they're the team. They're kind of like the Jets. You know, Edmonton's got holes. You know, they've got their two big guns in McDavid and Dreisaitl. But after that, you know, obviously I would like to see the Oilers because of the heaviness of, you don't know with Vegas, man. If they come through and they beat the Oilers, they're playing well, and that doesn't bode well for the Dallas Stars. So Edmonton is the team I'd like to see.
You're the man. Thank you so much for interrupting our Cowboys coverage.
All right. Well, I'm just going to throw a little plug here. If you can watch me tonight, we're going to have a little show on Victory Plus today. Oh. They're going to take the DLLS podcast and put it on. And I'm going to be doing it.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
A watch along, it's called. So you can put the game on and then you can put us on the computer and you can watch, kind of like Joe Rogan does with UFC.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to get more of a Dallas flair, a Dallas look, Ludwig, myself, Owen Newkirk, and Sam Nestler will be talking a little hockey during the game. They call it a watch along. So if you need a little bit more Brent Severin, you too, you can just tune in to Victory Plus tonight. 8:45 is when that starts. All right.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Sevy, the great Brent Severin here, hockey analyst on 105.3 The Fan. We made it work. It's a hump day.
Hump day.
And he's not going anywhere. the Rangers' new hitting coach, 1-0 after what happened in Boston last night. Brett Boone joins us on the FanCam Twitch and YouTube next.
The pitch. Langford rips one to center, a line drive base hit. In comes Heim, and it's 6-0. Smith stops at second base. I imagine they will stop the fight now and relieve Lucas Giolito of the punishment he is taking.
Eric Nadell with the call on your home for Rangers baseball. Jock Peterson struggling? Sprinkle some Boone on it. Evan Carter coming up? Sprinkle some Boone. Semien, Adolis, 16 hits in the debut of the Texas Rangers' new hitting coach joining us right here on Sean and RJ live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. He is Brett Boone live from Boston. What the hell, man? What the hell?
I'll tell you what, did you expect anything less? Did you really expect anything less? No. I'll tell you what, it's been a whirlwind. It's been an unbelievable 48 hours. And to get here and press and meet everybody, and, you know, it's raining, so we're in the cage today. Actually, that was a blessing yesterday, being in the cage. It enabled me to kind of get to sit down and talk with some of these guys, and I didn't want to get, you know, I tend to tell it like it is, but I wanted to kind of just watch more than I talk. It ended up being equal. But it was good to just get to know these guys kind of behind the scenes and get acclimated and, you know, watch them hit and watch them prepare, meet guys. And I still don't know anybody's name, everybody. You know, I figure at this stage, other than Boach, maybe Mike Maddox, I can call everybody kid. I don't know who they kid. You know, I see DeGrom, I say, hey, it's the best pitcher in the world. How you doing? Shake his hand. Ebaldi, I called him Beast. I said, Beast, let's go tonight, baby.
And how many know who you actually are?
I think most, you know, maybe that's my ego talking.
Okay.
I think once they see the coverage, oh, yeah, and, you know, these kids today, they'll Google me. Oh, yeah, you know. So, it's a different game, but it's still the game. And the guys are a little bit different now. I felt like all these guys were well-mannered and really nice guys. I said, back in my day, we were jerks. You know? They said, you guys are all nice kids, you know, you're nice, well-mannered. Part your hair on the side, wear your collared shirt. but no, it. Kidding aside, it's, you know, it kind of just, I've gone through a lot of emotion the last 48 hours. Like, what am I doing? You know, I got this life. I'm at the beach with my dog. And what am I doing getting back into the grind? But I took the field yesterday and just was watching it. I mean, you know, and as you get older, we get a little more sentimental. And it's like, this is it's a privilege to wear a big league uniform and get to live the life I've lived, you know, from my childhood growing up under it with dad for so many years and then getting to play my career. I think you don't have an appreciation for it, not because of anything negative, just because when you're a player, you're in the grind and it's hard and it's every day and you don't really stop and smell the roses. And now as I get a little bit older and have been through, you know, a lot of different phases in my life coming back. It was really cool. And just, I appreciate it. Like, wow, this is where I'm supposed to be at this time. And having a big league uniform on again, it felt pretty good. Cause when you're in your heyday and you're in your prime, you think it'll never end. This is just the rest of my life. And then it does end. It ends for all of us. And we move on to your secondary phase of life. But it was really cool being back, being in the dugout with my, you know, my former skipper, my buddy Bruce, and coaching staff's great. It's so far so good, and it was a perfect storm because I said that's what happens when I show up, even though I know I had little to nothing to do with it. The guys went out and got it done last night. It was a fun first day to watch and get a great win.
So Brett, how do you? So many things we want to ask you. Your philosophy, how CY maybe thinks that's different from what was there before. How do you start approaching this? You can't walk in and act like you've studied. You've been watching all of baseball, talking all of baseball with the podcast.
Right.
How is this going to work?
You know, I'm going to go about it the way I go about it. I'm more of a, I walk around and answer questions. I want to talk more of how we approach hitting from in 162 games every day, every at bat, how we play the game right. That's what I've learned. You play the game right, good things happen. And it doesn't matter the score, anything like that. If there's a runner on second and no outs, Our approach is to get this runner over at all. That's what creates team chemistry. Mm. That's the great teams I've been on. That's what they do. And it's a wink. It's a look. It's a smile. There's not words exchange. It's guys constantly interacting with one another. Four-hole hitter talking to the five-hole hitter, talking to the six-hole hitter. What he's got. What did you see? What to expect? What I do on my last bat? Who's in the bullpen? Who's hitting in front of me? Who's hitting behind me? How do you do? The guy hitting behind me, how do you do against this guy? Because that's really good intel for me to know whether they're going to come after me or be a little more careful with me. These are all little things that are so important. And my objective is when you leave the on-deck circle, we've got a plan formulated in our brain. We go up there and we execute the plan. Sometimes we're going to be successful. Sometimes we're not. My job is to give these guys hope. You know, I talked to him yesterday, and I just want to let him know that I've felt every emotion you can possibly feel. I've been at the top of the mountain, and man, I've been hiding in my hotel room, not wanting to go to the ballpark because I can't get a hit. So these guys, when you feel down, but all these guys want, I try to put myself in my player mode as much as I can. What did I want? I just wanted some hope. Somebody give me some hope, a reason that I got a chance to get a hit next at bat. And I know that because I've been there a lot of times. So, that's what I want to do. That's my plan. Today I'm going to train like I'm hitting today. I'm going to pretend I'm in the lineup today. I get to the ballpark and I'm going to get that video out. We're going to start watching Hulk today, who we're facing for the Red Sox. So now as the day goes on and the hitters are starting to talk and starting to move around, hey, what do we got tonight? Well, this is what I think he's going to try to do to you. If he does this, this is going to happen. So it's just little things that I can interject. I'm not here to tell you how to hit. Everybody's different. I had a certain way I went about it, but that doesn't mean player B can do that same thing. Let's find out what works best for you. And my job is, when you're a little confused or something's going on, to watch you and say, hey, remember when you were talking about this? Why don't you try that? Mm. Those are little things that, man, mean a lot to a hitter. I know that because I've lived it. So at the end of the day, you're in the box. The hitters, when they're executing, they're doing it. They're doing it. It has nothing to do with Coach Brett on the side. But my job is to be a background player now, and hopefully I can be a little part of helping these guys along. And there's too much talent here. I look at this team. These guys won a World Series 2 years ago, and the roster's not too much different. If I were to argue, it's a little more talented than the World Series team. So I think it's the end of April. Lots been made. Hey, we're 27th in this, 20th. It's nonsense. It's the end of April. Now, if you're at the bottom and it's the end of June, you might want to start worrying about it. But so far, so good. And my main thing is watch the game. Watch the game. We're here to play baseball. We're here to have a good time. You got to enjoy what you do. But watch the game. That's what I found as I went on in my career and got more experiences. Watch the game. Watch what happens. Watch the pitch. Watch what he did to him. And when he did this, what did they counteract with as a pitcher? These are things that are all going through my mind as a hitter constantly, because it's an art, and in the approach that I had, you know, and I talk about it all the time. My mentor was Edgar Martinez, second half of my career, man. He really taught me how to prepare to give myself the best chance to succeed over a long season. And I'm thankful for that. I wish I would have had that information as a kid, but I got it the second half of my career and I implemented it. And I truly believe in that.
Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, joining us here 105 through the Fan. You bring up Edgar, you know, he's back with Seattle. They're one of the harder teams to strike out now. You know, we see that there's a tug of war in the sport between kind of a newer style and an old school style. And since right. you left the game, since you retired, two strike swings are different. It seems like each player has a different approach to the plate as opposed to a team approach. Every swing is a home run swing. Like, are those some of the things that, you know, the Rangers are trying to drill into the players with this move and some of these changes?
Okay, there's a lot of things. I think big picture, yes, the game has changed. It's a lot of data. It's a lot of metrics. It's a lot of spin rate and exit velocities, which exit velocity doesn't matter. I know when I hit a ball good. I don't need to know what the number is. That being said, there is some value to technology and moving forward. And I think you'd be naive to just neglect it as an old school player. Oh, you know, I hear it a lot. Oh, these guys today, I think that's a naive approach. I think it's ignorant. I think you need to embrace the new technology, but there's a happy medium. There's a magic spot in there. You know, and I told the guys yesterday, I said, I've been in this game a long time. It's been my life, and I've got a lot of experience. But I also know I can learn from the new generation, the current players today. And I think, once again, from a naive standpoint, if I weren't to tap into that, I think that wouldn't be smart as me to do my job. So I can learn a lot from these guys, and they can learn.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Learn a lot from me, and somewhere in the middle, you get that magic mix. I think that's the key, is listen to the guys that have been there, done that, but also guys that you've been there and done that, you think you know it all. Listen to these young players today. They might have something that might go, wow, wish I had that when I played. That's a smart way to go about it. I think you need to open your mind and be receptive to learning from the new guys, because they got some good things to say. I've got a son-in-law that plays for the Atlanta Braves. And I talked to him quite a bit about his approach and what's going on. And he talks in a little bit of a different language, but he's basically going through the same emotions and the same feelings we went about it. We just verbalized it in a different way, if that makes sense. There's something in there that's magical. You're not going to reinvent the wheel. This game's been going for a long time. You play the game right. You talk about two-strike approach. I haven't gotten into that, but I have my druthers about that, and I have my beliefs on what you do. But playing the game right, getting that merry-go-round going, everybody pulling on the same end of the string, that's what I like to do. And then as the hitting coach, stay in the background. That's why I am. I'm a background player. I'm here to facilitate. I'm here for anything for these guys. And I just feel it's best for me. Now it's day two. I got all the kind of the nonsense out of the way yesterday. I can kind of really get in there, get to work, and prepare like I'm going to play tonight. Even though when I see the velocity now and I'm sitting on this, I'm fine not grabbing a bat, but but I'm going to prepare like a hitter. So it's like my teammates coming up to me, Booney, what do you think we're going to do tonight? What do you think we're going to see? Well, I'm going to prepare like I'm going to play tonight, even though I'm not. So I'm looking forward to it. I think this is going to be a fun time. It's going to be a challenge, but at the end of the day, having a big league uni on, being back in the game, and it came out of nowhere. You know, this is something I had no agenda. I didn't. The last thing on my mind on Saturday was getting a call from Bruce Bochy and asking me to come back into uniform. And life's crazy, and it's funny. And when I thought about it, I just said, Bruce is one of my favorite men in the game. Not just because he was my skipper for 1 year, but the relationship we've had over the last 25 years. And I thought about it for about a minute and a half, and I thought, I can't say no to Bruce Bochy. And I called
but your
Bruce
wife can.
Said, yeah, but I might overrule her. I just called Bruce and I said, Boch, how can I say no to you? Of course I'll be there. When do you need me there? Let me tie up some loose ends. I got on a plane and here we are. And you know what? It's a blessing. It's where I'm supposed to be right now.
Well, the most important question, you know, philosophy, Rangers offense, production, whatever. What is our future together? What is the Brett Boone Broadcasting Odyssey podcast, Sean and RJ, future on the morning show?
Well, I think as far as our relationship, you can have your people contact my people and see if we can work something out. No, I'm kidding. You know, that had to be addressed. And I talked to Chris Young, and he was very adamant about, he said, Booney, I think I love that podcast. I love your podcast. I love what you do. Obviously I can't do, I do your show on Wednesdays and I do some other cities throughout the weeks. Obviously I can't go on the other shows anymore. You know, it's not my job anymore to talk about the Padres.
Right.
So I think for now and, you know, we'll talk about it, but I think if whatever you guys want to facilitate going forward, I'm happy to come on Wednesday mornings with you guys and talk Texas Rangers. So I think for right now, without the powers that be, our bosses telling us what, I think we have this relationship, and I know we were doing every other Wednesday. If you guys want to do every Wednesday, we can do that.
Yeah! That's right.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
As far as the podcast goes, now I know people are on the edge of their seats. All right. I'm trying to figure out how to keep that going. I think obviously it's going to be from a different perspective. I was thinking about having, you know, popping on once in a while, especially during the season. My focus is going to be obviously on this Ranger team and these hitters. But I was thinking about maybe having like something cool. Remember when the Late Show with David Letterman would be out, they'd have a guest host. That would be cool to have a guest host.
Yeah.
Guest hosting on the Boone podcast, Reese Davis. Hey, Reese, thanks for stepping in for Brett today. I think that'd be cool.
Oh, add a little RJ Choff.
There we go. We can do it.
I'll tell you what. You guys could be an option. Guest host for the Brett Boone. You got to represent me well, though. You got to represent me well.
We got this.
Hey, well, look,
yeah,
man.
I think that's something. It'll work itself out.
This, I mean, you made us rock stars the other day. Yeah. The phones blew up. It's surreal. We're so freaking happy for you. We've loved having you on, and you just made the season that much more awesome and interesting for us. So congratulations. Thank you for the time this morning. We're thrilled to continue to keep having you, man. This is awesome. Good luck, brother.
You got it. Appreciate it, guys.
The man.
A lot of fun. Let's do it. Let's go, Rangers.
More runs tonight.
That's right,
more
baby.
Runs tonight.
Another
the new
spot.
Hitting coach of the Texas Rangers, Brett Boone, on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. What does the KNC Masterpiece think of the George Pickens trade? They join us next.
Wilson gets the snap. Lofts right corner of the end zone, and it is hauled in by Pickens. Touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers.
That is a George Pickens cut, I assume, from Steelers Radio, as we have reached crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece.
We did it, Chop!
We
got a wide receiver number two!
Yeah, we got a wide receiver number one.
Yes.
Wow.
We did.
To play we along did. As the number two to CeeDee Lamb.
He's a number one, Chop.
See? This side of the table. He's number two.
Yeah.
And that side,
he's the one.
They want to create a tug of war or battle royale between who's the true number one.
That's what they're trying to do.
Okay, well, just don't tell him that when the season's over and he needs a contract.
Yeah, because the number one wide receivers want $35 million.
You're messing up our budget, Bobby. Yes.
Believe me, the Cowboys will point out every dent on that vehicle when it comes to contract time.
Yes, they will.
They'll find hail damage. That isn't even there.
I know what the blue book says, but look at that.
Has this been in a wreck?
Yeah. Sean discovered he had 15 minutes of paternity leave still, so he's decked out for the final segment here. What is coming up on the show today, guys?
Yeah, we got actually a pretty significantly large show today. John Machota will join us at 11, so we'll get that rolling. Paige Beckers from the Dallas Wings will join us at noon.
Yeah.
Bruce Bochy at 12:30 today. And then SC Dallas Vice President of Media and Communications, Gina Miller, will join us at 1:30 today.
Really?
And she can talk pretty much any sport because she's awesome at it, but we'll also talk some SC Dallas with her.
I have a theory that normally we have a player on, and I know they have a cup game and stuff, but the fact that they lost 5-0, they're like, hey, don't put a player on this week.
They're like, let's spruce it up here. Yeah. So.
Okay.
And then we got to get into some Rangers, obviously, at 10:20. Yes. And George Pickens at right out of the gate.
That was clearly.
I just heard what Brett Boone said.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He said, screw all those other stations.
That's right.
Dude, I love that CY said that with G-Bag yesterday, too. He was just like, as long as it's the fan. I love that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool, man. He was like, he called me yesterday.
Oh.
And he said, we're still doing it. But yeah, he had gone on. My buddy Softy, he's been on with us. He's in Seattle. He texted me when the news broke. He goes, y'all just stole my Thursday segment. I'm like, yeah, sorry.
Damn right.
Too bad, so sad.
Damn right. What's the name of his show, by the way? Softy show?
Softy and Dick.
No way.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, yeah, he does a show with Dick Fain.
All right.
Softy and Dick.
Dick Fain?
Fain,
F-A-I-N,
Dick Fain. Wow.
I realize.
You're like my child.
Yeah.
My child.
Hey.
That's something that he would ask.
That is the greatest name for a radio show.
I've said that, yeah.
Outside of the never realized radio program that we should have had here on The Fan.
Which we can't say.
No, that's a different one.
No,
I guess that was corporate that had an issue with that. So we had Frank Provenzano and Pete Stein. How we never ran even one show called Frankenstein, I will never know. I don't care if they had no chemistry or nothing.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
We dropped the ball on that.
It is, but yeah, you gotta.
Hey, so you guys, since we're talking about clever names, you guys can weigh in on this, especially because Sean's not here right now to defend his reasoning for this.
Oh.
So you know the famous clip of Peyton from his UNT days where he says, gather the foreigners.
Yes.
So now that we've given Peyton a second segment on Tuesdays, we're talking about the name.
He comes
with four stories and we call it Gather the Foreigners. And we all liked it. And then Sean said Sean said he hated it.
I like it, but I think Sean likes it too. Just not.
He said, I don't like it.
It's not. For air.
PP in the morning is the best.
I like PP.
He literally said it on air. Yeah. We play it on air all the time.
But none of us are saying it. None of us are saying it on air.
Yeah.
Old Peyton is.
See, that doesn't count.
But I agree. Maybe that's not for air. There are lots of clever things that we say off air that you're like, just, hey,
you remember keep that to yourself. You remember the terrible song that we brought to the world yesterday?
Yes.
You know what the show is? That's a show.
Oh, God.
It's the Ace Burpee Show.
Did you guys play the Winnipeg song?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so bad.
By the Ace Burpee Show.
Connor Hellebuck, Buck, your song effing sucks.
They say Buck. It was one for each time he's going to get pulled in the series.
Oh, so I like it. Mr. Sweep over here.
Yeah, Stars of Four, baby. Stars of Four.
Let's go. I'm in on that.
Will your lead segment tomorrow be that you're stupid if they lose tonight?
Yeah, it's because they don't win game one.
It'll be Stars of Five.
They don't win game one.
Yeah.
So I'm picking against them tonight.
But
just
frequently
because.
They are at home.
That is
in
true.
These game
that
one,
is true.
So.
That's the difference.
Yeah. If they lose tonight, it'll be simple. It'll
stars
just be
of five.
Stars of Five.
Okay.
Stars of Five. Hey, I saw the story. I got a question for you guys. Do y'all, when you wake up in the middle of the night,
I gotta pee.
Right, we all do, right? 1:50 in the morning, every day, every morning.
Always at the same time?
It's always at 1 something.
Fascinating.
I know. But do you look at your phone when you wake up at all and, like, just check the time or whatever?
So yes. I actually have an alarm clock. And so I just look at that and try to go right back to sleep.
So I found this little hack that I've been trying to figure out, because I always get up and look at my phone, and what happens is like the light.
The blue light.
It wakes you up.
Yep.
And they say there's a red light filter that you can find. Have you figured out how to do this?
I set it to automatically do it at night.
And you can do a red light?
It just switches. Whoa. Yeah, it just switches to a dimmer version, which is it gets rid of the blue light. So it's not a red light, but it gets rid of the blue for you.
Okay, so it's not.
It's more red
intensive.
The phone's
not red.
Yeah, right. It's more intensive. And you barely notice it, honestly. But yeah, that way I don't know what it is about the blue light. It was Mickey James that told me that about the blue light a long time ago. Mickey James. She was
in
wonderful.
Studio with us a long time ago.
She was awesome.
She's tiny.
She's a little big.
Is she?
Yeah.
But I was like, what is this about the blue? What does she mean? And so I read up on it. And yeah, I have a red light to read books with at night so that it helps me fall asleep. So yeah, it's useful.
All right.
I'll try and see if I can help you figure out how to set it though.
Did I tell you I knew somebody named Roxanne once?
Roxanne!
Yeah, and I told her that she did not have to put on that red light or walk the streets for money.
Is it possible? You can't name your kid Roxanne, can you?
There's probably people named Roxanne. Everybody assumes that person like might turn out to be
a
prostitute.
No, but in that era, you probably couldn't. No. Today, you probably can, but like right around there. So like what
like,
is
my name was fine until that little punk shot his eye out.
Like, what would you...
Ralphie.
Yeah, no, I would rather shoot my eye out than watch that terrible movie again.
Oh gosh, he takes so many shots at this. He did during their Christmas movie bracket.
Roxanne. Yeah, Christmas stories.
Your Christmas movie bracket, by the way, I gotta say, y'all effed that up.
The fact that Love Actually didn't even
get out of the first round of votes.
I agree, we took votes
from every single on-air person
Love
at the
Actually
station.
Is the top of my
How
list.
People vote, I can't Does control.
Do you take everybody's movie opinion to be the same? Hagee.
Oh, so what you're saying.
I'm saying there needs to be an elite
bracket. My
discernment
and like weight their ballots.
Yep.
Oh, like, I'm intrigued by this.
Peyton, who admitted he doesn't like watch anything, his vote needs to be like weighted half of the votes of others. He doesn't have enough. So I think you need to, you need to scale some people's votes and then see how the ballots
turn
out.
That's a great idea, Bobby. In.
All right. I'm in. Sounds like a plan to me.
Mainly because we all watch movies, so our votes would be weighted more heavily than somebody like Peyton's.
See, but like Broadus was really upfront. He goes, I might have seen 3 Christmas movies.
There's no how.
He's not like a big movie
For
aficionado.
Some reason, he said, I don't know if it was because he was in between jobs or whatever else. Brian has said, for some reason, he didn't watch any movies, but 1994, whatever movies were big in 94, he saw like all of them for some reason.
Oh,
like,
really?
It was something about like the way his work schedule had changed, so he saw like everything that year.
But he
like
was a child at one point. Like he was a child. He didn't just.
He was focused on the ball.
He came out of the womb with that male pattern ball.
He's like Arn Anderson. He's always been that age. He's been scouting since 6.
Other kids were watching football. He was playing electric football. Yeah. You know, he was the one. He was building teams. He was building rosters on the electric football field.
He was his erector set of football teams.
Man.
Can you
imagine? Like what those people who came up with that would think when they know what that word is used for now. What?
What? They said what? They call it what? KNC Masterpiece is next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
all of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.